Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wild Cards 1, edited by George R. R. Martin, performed by Luke Daniels. Editor's Note: Wild Cards is a work of fiction set in a completely imaginary world whose history parallels our own. Names, characters, places, and incidents depicted in Wild Cards are fictitious or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events, locales, or real persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental. For example, the essays, articles, and other writings contained in this anthology are completely fictional, and there is no intent to depict actual writers or to imply that any such persons have ever actually written, published, or contributed the fictional essays, articles, or other writings contained in this anthology. Prologue. From Wild Times, An Oral History of the Postwar Years, by Studs Terkel, Pantheon, 1979. Herbert L. Cranston. Years later, when I saw Michael Rennie come out of that flying saucer in The Day the Earth Stood Still, I leaned over to the wife and said, "Now that's the way an alien emissary ought to look." I've always suspected that it was Tachyon's arrival that gave them the idea for that picture. But you know how Hollywood changes things around. I was there, so I know how it really was. For starts, he came down in White Sands, not in Washington. He didn't have a robot, and we didn't shoot him. Considering what happened, maybe we should have, huh? His ship, well, it certainly wasn't a flying saucer, and it didn't look a damn thing like our captured V-2s or even the moon rockets on...